Hello and welcome. My name is Jennifer Ray, and in this audio meditation, we're going to be working with the sense organ of the ears as it relates to Vata dosha in the Ayurvedic medical tradition. So Vata dosha is a combination of two elements, air and space, according to Ayurveda. And in particular, the ears are very sensitive to the qualities of air and space. They actually provide the easiest way for the air element to enter the body. And so today we'll do a short practice, a short meditation to come into contact with this sense organ of the ears. To begin, go ahead and find a comfortable position. You could sit up on a 4 to 6 inch lift, or you're also welcome to lie flat on your back on a carpeted floor or perhaps on your yoga mat. If you're in a seated position, encourage the dropping of your sitting bones and the lengthening of your spine upwards. Soften your shoulders, soften your belly and your chest. And take the first few moments here to settle and arrive. Maybe taking a few deeper breaths as you touch here into the posture, inviting a sense of space to permeate the whole body. With every breath, allow the breath to be soft and gentle. And relax any areas of tension you discover. Once you have arrived, begin to simply notice the structure of your physical body. In particular, observe the place where your body contacts the outer world, your skin. You could notice the temperature of the air. Maybe there's a feeling of warmth or coolness on the skin. Perhaps you notice the brush of clothing. Or the places where the body contacts the floor or your cushion. Simply notice the whole body here. And take note of this space where the body contacts the outer world. This place where the external world contacts your body. Continue to allow the breath to be soft and easy. Breathing in and out of nostrils without forcing, without trying to control the breath in any way. Simply noticing the movement of breath and the places where the body contacts the outer world. And then from here, we'll begin by bringing the palms of our hands together and rubbing the palms together vigorously. Generate some warmth with your hands, rubbing palms together. And And then placing the palms of your hands just in front of the ears. So placing the hands right on the jawline and the fingers in front of the ears. Let's pause there. Feel the pressure of the hands. Feel the warmth of the hands on the face. And take a few breaths, consciously softening the ears now, softening jaw, softening neck, softening ears. Okay, and then we'll take our peace fingers, our middle and index finger, and we just rub the fingers right in front of the tragus, so right in front of the ear, rubbing up and down, creating a little bit of warmth. In the Chinese system, there are many acupuncture points right at the front of the ear here. You can continue to soften the jaw and just rub the fingers up and down, massaging right in front of the ear. Okay, and then you can take one finger and place the index finger there behind your ear and keep the middle finger in front of your ear. And once again, rub the fingers up and down, massaging this whole area around the ear. And then using your hands, using your fingers, and give the ear lobes a little bit of a tug, massaging ear lobes. And we'll just travel our hand around the ear, slowly working our way up to the top of the ear. So you can gently tug and pull and massage the ear, continuing to stay relaxed and massaging the ear all the way up to the top, massaging all of the cartilage, of course. And then we can take our hands and massage a little bit the jaw line just below the ear and down along the side of the neck. Do a few sweeping movements with your fingers that way. Good. And then go ahead and release your hands, bringing hands back down to your sides or your lap. And once again, now turn your attention inside. So soften the body. Return to the feeling of inhale and exhale. Maybe noticing any new sensation in and around the ear. There might be a feeling of heat or some extra circulation, movement of blood. Feel and sense. Good. And then I'd like you to turn your awareness towards noticing sounds. If it helps, you can imagine your attention resting right at the ears. And begin now to notice any sounds in the room, in your practice space, or maybe further afield, without judgment, simply noticing how the sound travels from that distant place towards you. Notice all of the sounds all around, the minute and the gross, the large and the small. Begin now to notice the sound that seems the farthest away. Don't strain, don't force. Simply allow the sound to come to you, noticing the sound that is the furthest away, however faint. Continue to relax your body. Don't tense or strive after the sound. Instead, notice how the sound travels to you. And then from here, begin to notice the sound that is closest to you. And once again, just allowing the sound to arise on its own. Perhaps it's my voice or another noise in the room. And once again, noticing this sound. Nothing to do but listen. And then once again, returning your awareness to the sounds that are further away. Perhaps they've changed in some way. Perhaps there's a new sound. Noticing these sounds. And how your ears can pick up the smallest and faintest. Wave of sound as it travels towards you. Of course, this is the power of air and space in the auditory canal, air and space element combined to create Vata dosha. Vata is very subtle. It can have qualities of clarity. Because it lacks earth and water, it has access to the more ethereal. Okay, good. And then from here, let's drop your awareness back into your body for a moment. Take a few deeper breaths. Now open your awareness up to include all sound, just noticing all sound rising and falling away. What's it like to rest in the moments between sounds? The split second after a sound. Again, not striving or chasing after any particular experience. Rather, allowing the rising and falling of sound to guide you deeper into a sense of space. After a few cycles of breath like that, returning attention to the body, then you can slowly open eyes, and perhaps bringing the palms of the hands together if you'd like, gently bowing downwards. And honoring this sense organ of our ears, very subtle organ of perception that supports us in our daily life in all kinds of ways. Thank you for your practice.